No, no, anywhere where there is no sunshine, there is sunlight.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you write that the sun purifies a dirty place, and also the mind.
Yeah.
But we don't rely on the sun for purifying our mind.
Huh?
As devotees, we don't rely on the sun.
We have the Krishna sun. What is this, sun?
No.
Spinnery.
Spinnery. There is no sunshine. It is wet always. Trees also there, not here.
In India, the sun is very intense.
Oh.
Does that have something to do that Krishna appeared there?
Purnamami. Flashlight. Still so foreign, whenever there is a question of spiritual meeting, thousands of lakhs will go. You have seen Kumbh Mela?
No.
You have seen?
No. I've seen pictures.
Huh? Very poor man, but still they gather 60 lakhs without any advertising.
Here you have to advertise to get 600.
Or 6.
And it was so nice to live there. Spiritual atmosphere. On the bank of the Ganges and Jamuna. Immediately go, you become spiritual. But now it is our pleasure. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Bharat bhumite janmo hai manushya janmo. To get the human form of life born in India, that is a special priority. Bharat bhumite manushya janmo hai. He is 50% Krishna.
Like
that.
Just like
that. Yes. And then by culture, but they have given us this culture. But the birthright 50% is already also there. We have severe score. I took part in the Ganges, simply cutting, but they still, they're taking bath and smearing over the body, ashes, and sit down. Thank you, please. No care, where from, who do you come, where from? That's it. You stay. It is also like this, cloudy?
Just a few months out of the January, February.
That is how we have gone there. Africa was part of India.
The land was together?
Huh?
The land of Africa was together?
No, there.
It was the geological information. Geological information it was. It was together. And Australia was sitting in the Bay of Bengal. This is a theory I learned from my lecturer, Dr. Billinghurst. He told me in my class.
Because from Bhagavad we understand that the black man who was born out of the body of King Bear, he was free. So he was sent to the African jungle. Yes. And they are still thick. They cannot give up that. Although they have got independence, they cannot give up this habit.
Maharaj Prithu also came from the body of King Vena.
Yeah.
So he stayed in India, and the other, he went to Africa.
He was the emperor of the whole world. But the jungle part, somebody, the whole world was known as Bharatvarsha, this planet. 9 varshas. Bharatvarsha, Kekumal varsha, Ilavati varsha, the whole universal situation is mentioned where different lands are.
Ages, Srila Prabhupada, did the people, in order to get valuable minerals and gold and things like that, did they mine underneath the ground?
No. There was no need of gold and jewels.
Oh.
But it's not of sea. Pearls, valuable stones. From the hills.
So they didn't dig deep holes underneath the ground?
No. There was no need. The richest person's property, the ivory, gold, marble, valuable jewels, pearls, silk, this was left, not plastic. Now, if they were advanced, they were plastic. No gold, no silver, paper, money, and plastic utensils. This is advanced.
Do we consider ivory as something pure or impure?
Yeah, it is pure. Ivory. Yeah. There is a current proverb. Dead elephant, one level. One happy level. Elephant alive or dead, one level. On account of ivory. When the elephant is dead, it is put into a hole and covered. And after some time, you find all the ivory. The bones and the teeth, and they are very valuable. Formerly, big kings, they used to manufacture their furniture, ivory and gold, and silk thread. This is it. And rooms bedecked with jewels, no electricity, no lamp. This is the description of Krishna's 16,000 palace, where he got now. 16,000 wives and 16,000 palaces of marble and furniture, ivory and gold. Right is there. Huh? Rāva Krishna is the richest. Oh, you said just a samad glass.
All the races were originated in India? All the races, the different races that are on there?
India was even not the modern India. India was the whole world.
So all the different kinds of human beings actually were originated?
Yes. Man, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya. First, second, third. Then fourth is the Shudra. And the fifth, Chandal. No Vedic caste. They are Chandal. So the Europeans, they were Kshatriyas originally. Balsadam's massacre process, they fled from India to the European side. And Greece and Rome, they were in, I think, Turkey also, given to two sons of Maharaj Jayat. They refused the order of the father. The father was very licentious. So he begged from two sons that would give me your youth. They refused. So therefore they are banished in this part of the
world. Into England?
Nothing. Greece, Rome, Turkey. Ah. Next to India, they were civilized. So Europeanness mostly come from that part. Caucasian, Kashyap Muni. Central India. Central, what is that?
Madhya Pradesh.
Asia.
Why it took Parsaram 21 times to deceive?
They are not properly doing their duties. The Parsaram said they kill us. Formerly, Kshatriyas were guided by the Brahmins, even Maharaj Yudhishthira. All the rules and regulations, especially the Brahmanas were the legislative assembly. And Kshatriyas were the executive. And the Vaishyas productive. And Shudras worker. At the present moment, there is no director, neither executive. Some of them are only productive, and some of them are workers. Most of us. Therefore, it is said, Kala Ushuddha Sambhava. And the Kali Yoga, mostly, all the people are Shudras because they are workers. Hare Krishna. Two and can be two. Even the Chandalas. Shirata Hunan, the Pilin, the Pukkasad, Hilya Sambhajana, Javana Asad. Javanas means this. European groups and Khasada, Mongolian, China, Japan. The Javanas were then dedicated. Kaljavan fought with Krishna. What is that?
He was recording like this.
No, just the last few minutes.
I was listening to Shiva talk.
Will the Krishna consciousness movement will take over the world eventually? Is going to take over the world eventually sometime during the Kali Yuga, during this Kali Yuga?
No, I think not. So. Yes. A little fortunate person.
But will the power of the Kshatriyas will be in the hands of the Krishna conscious spirit sometime during this Kali Yuga?
Provided you become very expert to preach. Unless you preach, I'm very good.
For the Kali Yuga, Srila Prabhupada. So at the end of the Kali Yuga, isn't there a description in the Bhagavatam that one will not be able to see the sun or the moon?
Didn't they end up with it?
Yes, because of impiety. So there will be no vegetation. Is that description in Srimad Bhagavatam?
I don't.
Well, I heard, of course I'm not certain of the source, that because of impiety, the sun and the moon, people would not be able to see. So there would be no vegetation. And without vegetation, even animals cannot live. So eventually they would take to eating their own children. Is this what takes place?
Yeah, there is enough food at the end. That is true. No milk, no food grains, no fruits, no whatever. Especially food grains.
There'll be some devotees left. There'll be some devotees left at the end of Kali Yuga.
Yes, only the devotees is left. All others. I'm not very meek and clear. Yes. That means condition is not very good. And it is how?
Not in proper repair.
Yes.
We had an engagement last night at a technical school after your lecture. And inside the entrance of the technical school, in a big glass case, they had a big engine from a car. When you walk into the technical school. Mostly Indians, young boys.
Pardon me.
Yes. So they were very disrespectful after this. But when we started Kirtan, the whole atmosphere changed. Do you think that the young Indian boys in the future, they will become anywhere near as pious as their parents?
Why do you say Indians? We are talking of the whole world. There is no question of India, Europe.
Srimad Bhagavatam about the Kiratas and so on. That means we can go to any community in the world and preach, and some will join.
Yes. That is actually happening.
Has there been an incarnation of Krishna outside India?
Huh?
Has there been an incarnation of Krishna outside India, somewhere else in another part of the world?
Yeah.
Has he always come to India?
Saptara is always there. Somebody empowered by him. Not Krishna. That's right. Crash is also empowered in God. Anyone is preaching about God is empowered in God. Krishna Sakti Vina Nahe Krishna Nama. That is where the chase is.
That your initiated disciples had some relationship with Lord Chaitanya when he was on this earth?
Everyone has a good are living it.
Is this Rambar means the maintainer of all living entities?
Yeah. In some ways, I think this. I think he's dead now.
Hey, God.
Yeah. I mean, the George's elder brother. No, not that. George Six. Is your elder brother? Edward, and he was Prince of Wales. He was actually to the Emperor, a king of Wales. But his marriage was Thomas Stark, and therefore he was refused. So he, as Prince of Wales, he went to India. And when he saw the bright sunshine, he was surprised. He was before him, rather, because he kept himself here at that time, children. I think King George VI when you are thinking.
Oh, when he came to Calcutta?
Yes. I see. We are school children at that time. So, on the two sides of the road, that's the place for the king, queen, past. What's that? We are given a flat. Jai Raj Rajasthan. Yes. And very good tiffin was supplied. Two samosa, two kachori, two sandwich, and one big tangerine. Twice I saw. One when he entered Calcutta, and again one day when there was a parade, a military parade. So both days we were invited, and we saw the king.
Calcutta on the Maidan, there's a big building, a big memorial.
That
was built for the king when he was there?
That was built in memory of Victoria. It was done imitating the Taj Mahal. It took 20 years. Sir Rajendranath Mukherjee of Martin Company, he took the contract. And after finishing, he got this title, Sir. And when I was king concession, I went to the top by crossing this scaffolding.
Yeah. So you must have been very brave.
Yes, I was still brave. Otherwise, how could I come alone to play Krishna concert? I'm still brave. Some astrologer told that this boy, for executing his purpose, he will enter into the fire. In our Bombay affair, it was fight with the fire.
Yes.
You did not?
Oh, yes.
And you have come out victorious.
Yes. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
So much obstacle. It's still going on. Now the governor is called
Governor Maharashtra.
Yes, Bombay.
Yes.
If he says yes, that is also dangerous. If he says no, that is also.
We do not really understand how demoniac, how calculating our leaders are.
Huh?
We have the impression, because we were taught from the very beginning in schools, that the leaders are to be worshipped. Their birthdays are to be celebrated.
Right, I'm right.
He's going to pick up that lawyer.
Oh.
It is difficult to come to that understanding that actually those who are the leaders are not to be trusted.
Yes, leaders means garment man that he described. They're all thieves and rogues. Anyway, dasu dharma vi, dasu. Dasu means plunderers, rogues. Unless you become a rogue, you cannot go to the hospital. You cannot, any honest man cannot stay with the government. It is not possible, as Bhagavan said. Any government. Unless, just like first class rogue, you are Nixon. He becomes the president. Because as a first class rogue, he becomes the president. So unless you are first class rogue, you cannot stay within the circle of government men. Rajanna dasu dharma. And their business will be to eat up the vital force of people. Bhakti Shanti Prajatan Rajanna dasu dharma. And people will be harassed on account of their godlessness. They will be harassed by three things. Any, no rain, and taxes. Taxes and by the government, and there will be no rain, there will be any, no food, and they will be so much embarrassed that they will give up their family and go ahead. Gacchanti Giritana will go enter into the hills and forests, giving up their hut and home. This is the meaning. And this is due to the God. And on account of this, then the democracy means anyone. So Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, anyone who becomes powerful, he will capture the government. So the Shudras, they are now powerful. Shudras. Industry means Shudra. So they will capture the governmental power. Just like communists.
Even if we present a Krishna conscious candidate, the people will still choose a rogue to lead them. Even if we present a candidate who is Krishna conscious.
Canada, we have got already
candidate.
Candidate.
Someone to stand for the election.
You cannot do anything unless you turn the mass of people Krishna conscious. What will you do there? Suppose one man is elected. All demons. What do you do? Therefore, the first thing is that turn the people to support. And when they will vote, that is possible. Otherwise, it is worse. Not.